We learn the sugyas in the end of Masechet Yuma. Many made Lamar Chazal about the Karech of Tshuva. Many people have the practice of reading, learning the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva during these days. So we read those Gemaras in Yuma, in Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Tshuva. And you introduce a concept called different Chilukei Kapara. That Chazal had a tradition that Tshuva and Kapara doesn't happen automatically for all Aveiros on the same spectrum. It means there are dargas, there are degrees, there's a pyramid, there's a hierarchy in terms of Aveiros HaChamuras. The same way we've been talking about Chiyuvei Karetz, not the same as Chayvei Lavin. There are differences. One creates one's there, doesn't create one's there. So in the parish of Tshuva also, there are real differences. And there are nuances, Machlekes HaTanoim, exactly where you draw. Everyone agrees to this basic model that there is a hierarchy in terms of the Tshuva and Kapara process. Not all Aveiros, not all mitzvahs are created equal. Where exactly you draw the lines, that's a nuance of Machlekes HaTanoim. So the Rambam accepts the view, what we call the Dal of Chilukei Kapara. And basically the Rambam breaks it down, following Rabbi Shmuel, following this Tanoim, the Yermeset HaZuma, it breaks it down really into four categories. You have the mitzvahs essay, the low-level los essays, just the simple ones with Malkus, that kind of stuff. Then you have the Chayv HaKristu Mises Beis Din, and then you have Eila Gabi Kulam, is the Averis of Chil Hashem. That's in the very, very top. So the Rambam, again, quoting the Mamre Chazal from the Yermeset HaZuma, explained to us that Tshuva is a mechaber to some degree, just tshuva alone. Tshuva has a koyach. You don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need a sesame tshuva. Tshuva in the middle of December is also a mechaber. But it's limited in its scope. So it has the ability to clear the air from mitzvah's essay, very, very low kinds of low essays, very, very, the lowest on the rung of things that a person did wrong. He missed a Krishma here and there. Came 3 minutes late to say this, and 3 minutes a bit later. Those kinds of things. Very, very low level, He should have done this chesed, should have done this, there are a lot of things that we have to chew before, but they're the lowest in the bracket. So you don't really need, you don't really need Yom Kippur for that. Yeah, tshuva can do the trick itself. Then you have other aveiros, which are really low sesays, lashon hara, you have treifas, you have a whole bunch of other sisters, whatever the particulars are. So that already tshuva could start. Tshuva is important, but it doesn't quite finish the job. Yom Kippur is mechaper for the next level. So we're already in a good position. Yom Kippur is still pretty worthwhile. It's a good investment, Yom Kippur, because first of all, there are some aveiros that tacha we need Yom Kippur for to be mechaper. And even those aveiros that we tacha could have done tshuva for in December, we don't have such an incentive in December. Our tshuva is not as ayayay. It's probably now nowhere near as authentic as it is in Yom Kippur. So even those aveiros that don't really need Yom Kippur per se, it's a really good idea to take advantage of the Kedushas Hayom to be Shabbat Tshuva, and also because even the standards of Tshuva are lower in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Tshuva on Dirsh Hashem B'Matzai, so we don't have to muster up such an Ayayay Tshuva as we would have to do in the middle of December. You've got to do a really, really good job. Yom Kippur, you can do a half-decent job. You're supposed to get 100 on the Bechina. In order to get an A, you're supposed to get 100 on the Bechina. Midas Arachimim. Sometimes the Rebbe's Midas Arachimim. So you get a 95, sometimes an 85, sometimes a 2. Whatever, depending. E for effort. You keep this. I don't want to talk about the details right now, but we understand that there's a notion of Midas Arachimim. So Kadosh Baruch Hu treats us, looks at our tshuva with a different set of eyes. It's a different shir assistant who's walking, stay Makadosh Baruch Hu, but he looks at it in a little bit of a different way, whatever that means. So Yom Kippur is definitely a good, don't rely on the tshuva that you did in December. Yom Kippur is a good time to chazer over the tshuva that may have happened across the year. But Lamaisa, there are aveiros that Yom Kippur doesn't complete the job. It helps. Chayv HaKrisos, Mises Beis Din, Aveiros HaChamuras already. So then you're talking about, Gemara says that tshuva is toilev, Yom Kippur toilev, Yom Kippur does something, it helps, it holds off, any einesh, but the kapara still needs a little bit of a kapara, and the kapara is a day yisurim, so that's a mechaper. Now, there are dargas of Yisurim, there are Rachman and Slan Geferlach of Yisurim, and then the Gemara says, Besechus Chulun, even you stick your hand into your pocket and you take out a quarter for those who still have money in their pocket and you wanted a nickel, you take out a quarter. The Gemara says, that's also Yisurim, it's a pain in the neck, you gotta go stick your hand back into your pocket. So the little things in life, you can't find a parking spot, you know those kinds of things, the little kinds of Yisurim are also Yisurim, they also come in Bechaper. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, Midas HaRachmi and Yom Kippur, decides that maybe it'll be Yisurin that may still be necessary. I'm going to be Yipsa Gornish, from Gornish, from Gornish. That's what we say in Yom Kippur, the end of all of Hashmanesu, is we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mechaper Averis, V'loi Adei Yisum V'chaloyim Roim. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should spear us from Chedim Roim. So notice, we don't ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to spear us from Choli. So you can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't get an allergy. You can ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't have a stomachache. Your foot hurts. Those are good things. they clean the slate. We beg of Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever chaylim he's going to send us, they should be chom she'enem roim. We know chom roim are bad. Chom she'enem roim are manageable. But then, there are some aveiros that even yisurim help. It's part of the process, but ain't mechaper ad yemem yisur. The Chil Hashem is the top of the line. That's the highest level. On the Misa B'Sbechaperes. So you read these Gemaras, these Rambams, and you kind of walk away with a little bit of a downer. Again, the Gaseres B'Tshuva. We've been working on this whole story for Elul, for Shkosh Elul. We've been working on Tshuva. Gaseres B'Tshuva. We're davening our hearts out. We spend the whole day Yom Kippur. And then at the end of the day, we open up the Rambam. We get into Tshuva and say, well, you got like a 73 on the Bechinim. The Chavi Mises Beis Din are still hanging over you a little bit. To be determined what the Yisurim is going to be, and Chil Hashem's got a long way to go. Something missing there. Something's happening. A davening doesn't seem to reflect that b'chol. The whole parsh, the whole sugya, the dal chalkei kapar doesn't seem to be reflected in davening. Chazal m'sa'anchik nesakdom m'saka de nusach ha'tfila. Listen to nusach ha'tfila. Melech moichel v'saleach la'aveneseinu la'avenes amu beis Yisrael umavir ashmiseinu b'chol shona v'shona. You walk away from the davening, it sounds like we have a clean slate. Forget about the what happened exactly? How do you resolve those two statements? In the davening of Mi'ilah, all of a sudden there's a change in tone, besides a change in niggun, of the nusach. There's a theme that repeats itself in the davening of Mi'ilah that we talk about too much during the rest of Yom Kippur. That's the notion of Yom HaMisa, and the fact that we're not particularly looking forward to that, and neither is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole tefillah at the end of the Eilah, the Chazal Misach, the Atav, Dalt, Enesh, Meiraish, and the whole long tefillah that we say at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, focuses on Ki lo sachbots b'meis hameis, ki b'shuv b'doch b'chayo. We quote one pasuk from Yechezkel, another pasuk from Yechezkel, a third pasuk from Kippur, and Nach, about all the psukim that highlight the fact that Shemoneh doesn't want us to die, because Shemoneh wants us to live. Who said anything about dying? What was the have to analyze the what was the what was Moskana? The tefillahs emphasize Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to die. So like why would I have thought that was the plan? So lechora, I got a stack of havim. If we ask you for kapara, and there's a din of dal chelke kapara, and one of the aveiros on the list is Chil Hashem. And Chil Hashem doesn't only mean, a guy who gets indicted for something and the whole world knows about it. There are very, very small nuances of Chil Hashem. You talk disrespectfully to the guard downstairs, so get a Chil Hashem. So a lot of Chil Hashems out there. Be Omer, Nikisi Chil Hashem. Maybe you, I don't know, it's hard to make such a statement. So it's Tachesh Tach Havim, Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a chofetz ben Moshe Meis. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to complete this kapar. So kum to poske in the cheskel and comes to the davening and cheskel on the eel and says, nay, it's not true. Ki loy ech veitz ben Moshe Meis. I don't want that. Rabbeinu Shlomo says, I don't want Misa Meis. I don't want it. Whatever will be, Achamei Shem Shana, whatever it is. Arba Meis, Beit Eshel Nachash, the Gemara says, Lamais, there's a klola given to the Marisha, people have to die, okay? But that's not the game plan. That's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan was. That's not the Ratzon of the Baruch Shalom. So, but what happened? So how did this kapara happen exactly? So you tell me on the one hand, there's a din of Da'al Chagi kapara, and now you're telling me, Kilo Echbat V'Mais HaMais. And you're telling me, Ma'av Yash Masein V'Chol Shana V'Shana. And you're telling me, we're sitting around after Ne'ila, smiling and laughing and happy because the Basco's saying we're clean again. So there's a missing piece in this puzzle. What's the answer to the missing piece? So the two G'dayli Acharonim, who probably more than two, who were bothered with this Gasha, but the two at least that I could share with, who attempt to solve this riddle, to understand this puzzle, what exactly happens on Yom Kippur at the end of the day that somehow the Da'al Chalki Kapara kind of ceases to exist. Somehow everything gets fuzzy a little bit at the end of Yom Kippur, and somehow that which we thought was true beforehand, we needed Misa, we needed Yisur, we need everything, somehow Mavesh Mesei B'chol Shana V'Shana, comes the end of Yom Kippur and somehow Perek Aleph falls by the wayside in Hilchos Teshuvah. What's going on? What's Pshat? So the Beis Chochma writes that there's a special power, a koyach, that the Sof Hayom of Yom Kippurim has that is fundamentally different from all the sugyas in Hilchos Teshuvah. The Gemara talks about this a little bit in Masechta Shavuos. It's about the Sof Hayom Mechaper. This is the famous story about Ramesh Soloveitchik and the Rav. I've heard the story that the Rav said he remembers as a little boy. I never understood the timing of the story, because when the sun sets on Yom Kippur, I'm in the middle of davening in Ela. So I don't know exactly what happened, unless they were makbid where they finished Ela by Shkia. Maybe that was the Bira Dov in the story, and then I don't know what they did till Seis, but whatever it is. What? Yeah, no, but the way the story goes is that Ramesha took the Rav outdoors. That's why the Rav says, I remember as a little boy, Ramesha, my father, took me outside as the sun was setting on Yom Kippur. So what they were saying, everyone else was saying, Avimon, and he was outside. I don't understand. He was the Rav. Ramesha was the Rav of Chashlavish. I don't understand the story. But whatever it was. So unless the only way I can make sense, then maybe they held that the Yamamish have to finish, like the Gemara seems to say, we have to finish the Ila by Shkia. What do you do till? We'll figure it out. But Lamaisa, the way the story goes, the Rav said his father took him outside and he pointed to the sun setting and he said to him, that sunset, that shkir that you're watching, it's a different chalashem shkir than the rest of the year. It's not the same sun. He said to him, that shkir is a mechaperis. When the sun sets today, and even the sun sets tomorrow, and when the sun sets next week, and the sun sets in the middle of December, that's shkir. What does Shkia do? Shkia is that creates a Ben Hashmashos, creates a Tzref Hayom, Tchilas Hayom, it's a Mechayev Kedusha Shabbos, it's a Mechayev Kedusha Shomtev, it's the end of a time. Shkia, you can't have Mincha, whatever you can or can't do, whatever you think Shkia does. But there's only one Shkia all year long that's a Mechaperis. Like, you bring a Korban is a Mechaper, it's a Dover Mechaper. That's a concept in Halacha, the concept of Bezen Shomala. It's a very powerful concept. So Dover is a Mechaper, it's Averis. It clears the slate. Cleans the airs off the charts in Shemayim. So Shkia is a mechaper. I said over my shul last week that I wanted to go outside Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm still finishing Mincha. I wanted to go Erev Rosh Hashanah as the sun was saying, was setting, and say, it's a different Shkia. It's not a mechaperis. What is it? It's a mishametes. Once every 7 years, mishametes is ksafim. Mishametes shvit is ksafim. It's a mishametes. I mean, the other version of the story. But the Rav said, his father told him it's in Shkiz Mechaperis. So Meshul Chochma says that Seif HaYoyim for Yom Kippur, Shas Ne'ila, breaks all the rules. It's a new Mechaper. So I'm a Mechaper for Yatzmai, and all bets are off. Allah Chiluki Kaparas, and Allah Maisalach, and Kab Nisurin, and if a person has to take advantage of this Mechaper, it's like, yeah. Baruch Hu says, bring a carbon. The guy decides not to bring the carbon. So if a guy is asleep in Manila, a guy's not taking advantage of his last moments of Manila, last moments of Yom Kippur, so you lose this unbelievable opportunity to break all this, breaks all the rules. It's Meshe Chochma. I don't remember if this part is in print or this part is about Pe. I don't remember. Or whether somebody else said it afterwards. Mitzvah lefarseh mesadvar. You have to tell people this. Because it gives people a whole new spin on Ila. Gives them a whole new appreciation of Ila. You know, when a guy's tired, it's been a long day already, and just kind of gets you rolling with the, just flipping the pages to see, Masa Yagiat Keshov already. So remind them that this is what really matters. This is the Mechaber. This is it. It's a long Shkia. According to Rabbi Natan, we get two Shkias. Shkia Rishon, Shkia Shnia. So Shkia Shnia is the Mechaber. So it puts a whole new twist, a whole new meaning to Ne'ilah. So the first time I heard this from Ram Osman Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva in Riverdale. So he told me, he said, Mitzvah lefarseh mesadvar. So then I was only a bocha, who was I lefarseh? Who do I talk to? So now, Baruch Hashem, some Tamidim, some Mama. So Mitzvah lefarseh mesadvar. I'm telling you, you got to tell everybody this. Otherwise, people will think that Ne'ilah is just the fifth of the tefillahs and Yom Kippur. It's a different color shade. But I was wondering a little bit about this, like what's the lumdus of this? Like, what does it mean exactly? Like, what's the mokko for this? Look, at Rambam doesn't say this. Look, the Gemara doesn't really say this. Claims it's Rishalmi that says that. Look, the Rambam doesn't sound this way. So what's the B.R. Dabba? What does it mean? What's it based on? So perhaps, I don't know what this is, Kavanah Meshuchach, but perhaps it's linked to another answer that one of the other Gedalei Chorim gives to this kasha, which is Taka, easier to understand up in din. It's a mechaz chinuch. It's a mitzvah tshuva. It's a powerful ha'ara, but it's pasha, it's so simple. Mechaz chinuch says that when do chiluki kapara make sense? That I did an aveira, it's chayz b'tshuva, and there's still something, some shirayim left of the tshuva. I didn't clean up the, you spill something on the floor, so you clean up 3/4 of it. But Lamaisa, there's still something there. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that when the goal of tshuva is to cover over the mess, so you're acknowledging that the mess is there, you're acknowledging the chait is there, and we're mechaper zayin, so we're mechaper 30%, 40%, 50%, 70%, 90%, 91%, 99.5%, 90.9999. So kozman, you didn't finish whatever the dial of chalki kaparor, so you didn't. The aveira is still there. But what if, let's say, a moshel, like a netaris nedarim, person took a neder, then they come to the beis din, and the beis din says, "Oikel neder mafreya." So there was no neder. So if a guy took a neder and he violates the neder, and he's chayim malchus, then the beis din is mat the neder. He was not chayim malchus because the ma'isa was never there from day one. That's the chiddush of Taras Nedarim. Kulam is charat nepahin. It's mamish oikar as the nedel of Afreya. So how does tshuva work? Does tshuva acknowledge the existence of chait, but it's like a patchwork, it's like a band-aid on chait? Or does tshuva mean that the chait was never there mitchila? What's the answer? That's the Gemara says the end of Maseches Yuma. Kan b'tshuva me'ava, kan b'tshuva me'yira. Gemara says in the pasuk that Shuva Yisrael adash amokek yichashalta b'avinecha. So, Avinecha is Lashon Mezid, and Michshol is Lashon Shogeg. So, Mikan, Shizdonis, Nasu Kishkogus. So, Kiddush Baruch Hu takes all this Zdonis and turns him into Shogeg. It's like a Ritzech. Ritzech be Mezid, it's Chavi. So, Ritzech be Shogeg doesn't get off scot free. He's got to go to Miklat. He's got to suffer in Miklat for a while. So, he needs a Kaparad. Moisa Karina Godlum. So, when you have an Aveira that's a Shogeg, the Aveira is there. It's just we can deal with it in much, much less strictness than an Aveira be Mezid. That's tshuva miyira, the Gemara says. Tshuva miyava, not only is the aveira not there, what is it? What's the Gemara saying? Zidainis nasuwa? Kizochiyos, it becomes a mitzvah. All those terrible aveiras I did during the course of the year are my mitzvahs now. It's unbelievable. I had a sheet, a tally sheet, I had mitzvahs aveiras, it was a very close call. And all of a sudden, I'm chayzi b'tshuva miyava, and what happens? All the aveiras. I mean, I'm not advocating this, don't quote me on this, but it's probably not such a bad investment to do a lot of aveiros now. And the more aveiros you do, you can turn them. So the only reason why you can't do that, because there's a din of Omer Echta Ve'ashev doesn't work. Omer Echta Ve'yami Kippurim Mechaper doesn't work. But why doesn't that work? Why doesn't Echta Ve'ashev work? Why doesn't Echta Ve'yami Kippurim work? Why does it work? I'll do my aveiros now. I'll give them a Mechaper later. So So the Rambam is an interesting lashon of chesed. The Rambam writes the reason why it doesn't work is because l'fi goydel aveira. The Rambam writes that it's an abuse of the system. Abuse, it's like a bizayon to Yom Kippur. It's like a bizayon to the mitzvah of tshuva. It's like a bizayon to the matan of tshuva. The reason why it doesn't work is not because it doesn't work. It doesn't have the kalim to work. It's such a chum. Gufa saying, oh, v'yechtav is an aveira. Gufa saying, echtav yom kippur mechaper. So making leitzonis, making a bizayon instead of Yom Kippur, that gufa is an aveira chamur b'yayshin. It's that niton to tshuva. So Rambam presents it. Rambam chodesh to gavur. But whatever, it is not for now. So says Mechaz Chinuch, the Gemara said, we have a tradition from Chazal that once you do a person's chayiz b'tshuva me'ava, so a tshuva me'ava, he's got a whole bunch of new mitzvahs on his tally. So what do I need Dalekel Chagikapara for? What do I need Yisurin for? To be mechab for the thing there. It never spilled. The dirt was never spilled. We turned the clock back. I never spilled the milk on the floor. I don't have to mop it up. It's not there. The nether was not chal. B'chul Karanon. So says the Mechaz Chinuch, it's new alayim. It's the milk of the pshit ad miyayin. The Dalekel Chagikapara will only give him for tshuva me'yiv and not for tshuva me'ava. That makes a lot of sense. It's like a very mistama and lomdus different categories. It makes sense when the aveir is still there. So I don't know whether this was the kavanah mishu chochma and mechaz chinuch. They overlap a little bit in their lifetimes, but perhaps, maybe that's what the mishu chochma is driving at. A person can approach ne'ila in one of two ways. So ne'ila could be a very frightening time. Very, very nerve-wracking time, Ne'ilah. And the emphasis could be on Yiras Shemayim. Could translate to mean almost like Yiras Ha'inish. Yiras Ha'inish, Yiras Ha'chet, Yiras Ha'inish, the Ram describes as the lowest level of tshuva, the lowest level of Avedis Hashem, the Ram in the end of the lowest tshuva. Yiras Ha'inish. I remember probably one of the... one of the strangest moments in Ohar Torah history, 18 years, it's 18th Yom Narayim, one of the strangest moments was, and it was totally unplanned, it goes back already, I don't know, about 10 years ago or so, I got up to speak before Ne'ilah like I always do. I was about to mamish start to give the Ne'ilah drasha. And there was an older man, who's now, Emes now, but it was an older man who used to daven in our shul. And sometimes people at different stages of life, you know, say things and they don't realize how loud they're saying it. You can hear a pin drop in the shul. And I got up to speak, so he gave a krech like to himself, but to himself that the entire shul heard. Oy, he said, "Im lo yachshav ei masai. If not now, when?" And you couldn't. I saw in everyone's eyes they were trying just to hold back. It was just so funny. It was so, you know, the shul was quiet. It was like a library. It was the sound we heard. The rabbi's about to start the drasha, and an older man gives his, you know, his take on life. But it was so powerful because he was so right. He was so on target. So there was a cross, you know, there was a fine line between everybody. If it wouldn't have been the 11, everyone would have burst out laughing. So there was a little bit of understanding. He thought he got it right. He hit the bullseye. Im lo achshav ei masai. So there's a certain dimension of ne'ilah that's talking about achshav ei masai. That's now, if not now, when? But there's another dimension of ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the time, the culmination of Yom Kippurim, is kulo v'kulo v'kulo rachim v'chesed haraya. The only thing that we actually say in ne'ilah is you give a midas. So we say three lines of a piyut, and then there's a next one half a line, and then you give a midas. Everything is, there's nothing to say. Ne'ilah, the max, you can close the max. There's nothing to say. Just ask for rachim v'shemayim. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about. It's kulo toiv. It's kulo chesed, kulo rachim. When you have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu for that hour and 10 minutes, hour 15 minutes, whatever it is, that's kulo toiv, mitzad Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's an unbelievable wake-up call. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves me so much. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be meichel, everything's going, the whole slates, everything's clean up. Karachim, b'chan, everything's gone goodbye. It all of a sudden instills in a person, kalev apanim lapanim. We love those people who love us. So all of a sudden you come to the realization at the end of Yom Kippur, the intense love HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for you, that translates to an unbelievable level, a whole new level of Avas Hashem. And once you reach Avas Hashem, the prerequisite for Tshuva Me'ava is for Shnetzach, is Avas Hashem. So we don't have that ability all year long to be Chayzim Tshuva Me'ava properly, because there's some deficiency in our Avas Hashem. But at the end of Yom Kippur, when all of a sudden we realize that all that's left is Hashem Hashem Karach B'chanun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is about to, you know, put an end to all these chatayim. The greatest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that, greatest matana, taif HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mechaper avinus, a person is filled with such an intense avas Hashem that the corollary of that intense avas Hashem is tshuva me'ava. Once you chayz tshuva me'ava at the end of Yom Kippur, it's right. Then kilo echbatz b'maisa meis anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says, We don't need Dal Chal Kippur anymore. We don't need the Ramuchas Shuvah Perek Aleph anymore. That was for the guys who were Chazim Shuvah Miyira. But Kilo Echbetz B'mais Ameis, Kim Shuvah, all I want is Av Shuvah Miyava. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message in the Ila to us is very loud and clear. All I want is Shuvah Miyava. If Shuvah Miyava, we're good to go. Then we don't need the Dal Chal Kippur anymore. So perhaps the Meshech Chochma, and the Meshech Chochma is saying the same thing. Meshech Chochma is putting it on the clock, telling you what's happening, when is it happening? This event, this grandiose transformation of Tshuva Me'ava is occurring at the end of Yom Kippur, and but the Meshech Chochma is describing when, but the Siddiq is describing what. But they're saying the same you say. The real mechanism that's ultimately the mechaper of the Mikol Chatzeichem, not just a few chatoim, but Mikol Chatzeichem, is the mechanism of Tshuva Me'ava. Now, it's true that Sefer Yom Yom Kippur has a tremendous kreiches to create Tshuva Me'ava, but Avas Hashem, yes, can be accomplished in one hour. It can be, but the degree of Avas Hashem that can be accomplished in the hour of Ne'ilah, if it's building on a pre-existing love relationship, then it's going to be much more intense. It's eino doime. You know, dummy, you know, the person who quote unquote loves somebody because they spent an hour with them, or the person who loves somebody because they spent a lifetime with them, and then this has been an amazing hour we got to reconnect with. So when you have things in your bag, you have a whole here a good way baggage in a good way. You have an entire sack filled within experiences of Avas Hashem. Now when you come to this moment in time, you come to this date with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the moments of Nilam and the Shkiyas Mechaper, and you're looking for that intense relationship, so you have what to go on. You're building on something. It's not like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I haven't seen you since last year. So the real Avodah is to get to the point where that hour of Ne'ila plus actually could create that intense Avas Hashem. So the real sugya of Ne'ilah starts way before Ne'ilah. The real sugya, actually next year's Ne'ilah, probably starts with Yom Kippur already. The goal of the entire year is to be able to figure out a way to create a relationship of Avu to Nirun HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how do you do that? Rav Nachman Chasid comes to the rescue again. The last Rav Nachman Chasid gives us the equation. That's the equation. There is no other way. Love is an expression of knowledge. That love, benam chaveiro, love, klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a result, direct result of knowledge. The more you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a simple, simple equation, says the Rambam. It's just more profound than equals MC squared, but it's a simple equation. So, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the real question. Keitzed yadeihu. So the Rambam answers the question in two different places. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Teshuvah answers it one way. The Rambam says for mitzvahs and the Sifrei and Rashi and Chumash answers it a different way. But it's the same answer, just different manifestations of the same answer. Ki lo yirani adam b'chai. We can't really know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's impossible. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us intellectual. It's like to say, I don't understand E equals MC squared. I could read it, trust me, I could read it from today till tomorrow. I don't have the intellectual ability to understand it. So we don't have, Kadosh Baruch Hu did not bless us in this world, Olam HaShofel, with that ability. That's what the Rambam writes, that's what Olam HaBa is. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the das to understand Amitas HaBayre, something that we can't be zoichet to, we can't grasp in this world. But, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, didn't give us the ability to understand Him, there are two ways that Kadosh Baruch Hu created in this world for us to understand, get a glimpse, a tipa min hayam of His das. Because the Rambam writes in the Chashuva that Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'daito is echadu. The Rambam, again, is a deep philosophical concept that human beings are separate and distinct from their das. I am myself, and I have certain information and certain things that are my das that happens right now sitting in my brain. Kadosh Baruch Hu v'daito echadu, again, whatever that means, the Rambam says it's hard to understand that. That's what Rambam Chashuva describes. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to understand little glimpses of His das, of His wisdom. So He encoded His wisdom into certain things. So one dimension we encode His wisdom is into this world, into the Bria, into the Chochmas HaTeva. That's what the Rambam describes. A person looks around him, Avraham Avinu reached, how did Avraham Avinu become the Oy of Hashem Park's lands? So the Rambam, beginning of Chosef HaDezor, describes, and Chazal say that he looked around. He looked at the stars, looked at the moon, looked at the sun. He made a few calculations. There were X amount of stars. I don't know if he made all the numbers that we and Avraham Avinu didn't even have telescopes. And he still realized that, wait a second, there's something unbelievable going on over here. And he looks at the sun, and there's something amazing going on over here. In our generation, most people wouldn't be able to just look at the sun and come to a grandiose conclusion about the godless of Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, you know, some additional information. What time is Mincha, by the way, Asher?
It's 1:14.
1:14 is Mincha. So He gave us a little bit more information. He gave us, you read an article about stars, how many stars are there? I can't tell me exactly. The Bible says you can't. A lot. Good answer. Okay? Have any idea how far the stars are apart from one another? How far is the closest? After the sun, no? Alpha Centauri, how far is it? 4.2 light years, something like that? No. Give or take. That's a couple of light years between friends. So how much is a light year? You know, how fast does light travel at 1 second? Is what?
96,000.
I don't know. The sun is 93 million miles. No, a light year. A light. You know, how fast does light travel in a year? Isn't a light second 186,000 miles in 1 second? Right. Okay, so you have to times that times 60 for a minute, 60 for an hour, 24 for a day, 365. So then you'll get 1 light year. So Just give you an asaga where the next star is, and then where the next star is, and each star is X amount of light years away from each other. And there are so many out there they cannot even put. There aren't enough zeros on the paper to tell you how many stars there are. Kadosh Baruch Hu created. Anyone have any idea how many cells you have in your body? Remember those mitochondria? Remember those nuclei? Remember those guys? Remember they all boil down to the periodic table of elements? Remember the elements? And each element has the same electrons, but they are in the circles, not in the circles. I have no idea, whatever they are. The electrons and the protons and neutrons. When I was in high school, that's all there was. And then they realized afterwards, wait a second, no, there's much smaller than that. Those are just the Russian Brooklyn, the smaller ones, the subatomic particles. So that's... Kadosh Baruch Hu just felt, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu Chachmaso gave us a glimpse a little bit, because otherwise we couldn't figure this out by looking at the sun itself. So He gave us science books. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. He encoded His Chachma into the Torah. We don't have a clue, not a tipa min hayam, of the Chachmas HaTorah. But Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make it easy for us. So what did He do? So He gave us one klal called Dovah Dovah Mimamon. Trust it. Just a tipa min hayam, Dovah Dovah. You put one word in the Torah, Dovah Dovah Mimamon. Sig Yishlem. We spent 6 weeks already on Eidech Nebisurin, and we didn't even scratch the surface. So the Rambam writes in the Cheshuva, when you begin to realize the godless of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and He did it all for us. He doesn't need the stars. He doesn't need the world. He doesn't need the Torah. He did it for us. in the shower, in the tar, the avas Hashem is baruch. Darker shaltev lahite. How much Hashem baruch loves us? Miyad says the Rambam. Person is just falls in love with the Kiddush Baruch Hu. That's right. And you fall in love with the Kiddush Baruch Hu, and you culminate that year of love with the Kiddush Baruch Hu, a year of David Ami Mamans, and a year of Chazak HaMikaras, and Cheskes Mamon, and Moschel Avarai from last year. A year of Avos Hashem. And you culminate that with an hour plus of Ne'ilah. It's impossible not to be Chazak B'Tshuva Mi'av. It's easy. Put on hold. It's a darz adarm. Give on a bracha that you take all the limud Torah and all the contemplation of the godless of Eilu that you did over this past year, and focus as last hour or so of Ne'ilah on reaching new levels and new heights of Avos Hashem to inspire you to be chayz b'tshuva mi'ava mitoch tshuva shleima. And the bracha will say to each and every one of us, all class, well, be kol chatiseichem lifnei shabbitah. Okay, Machsim Taiva. And with Shem, next day of Shir is Thursday, right? Okay, maybe on a line or in live on TV or something, we'll figure it out, okay?